this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Welcoming you to the third hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And best way to pulp stream, simplest, is just go straight to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stuff there. And that's where you'll find the Doo-Wah Kitty Kitty if you're interested. Once we, well, I was going to say massacre it, but we're going to have fun with it. Anyway, it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching, astrology, personal readings, and anything psychic you want to know about, like drones. Anyway, Natasha Venter is here.
Yeah, so sometimes I don't get the names. I don't get that, but I get the energy feel of it. I get that process of it. And
But there's something weird going on with this drone stuff. We just don't know all the truth yet. But it's coming out. Do you feel like that's another? So the bottom line question on this before we go to our next caller. Do you feel like the truth is going to come out around reasonable period of time here?
I don't know if the truth, as I'm using quotation marks, will come out. But it's going to be something like right now it's at a peak and then it's going to kind of go away. And it's going to make us wonder, but it's something to do with something trying to be in control. And then, you know, and I love that, you know, the word, you know, name just popped out of my head.
Michael,
that, you know, you brought in a name because that makes sense for the energy that I was feeling, you know, and it is a distraction, you know. There's certain distractions that are going to be happening, and we have to really
pay attention,
and look through the brush of the distraction to see through the
clearing. Yeah, because
you
don't want to look at this shiny object, and then we miss that our country's being destroyed right in front of our face or something. You know,
but remembering that destruction has to happen for creation to happen.
Right.
So how can we? Through destruction, through chaos, through that moment where things are going away, the Shiva energy.
Rebuild in a better way.
And think about it, because every ending has to have a new beginning.
Yep.
Every new beginning has to have an ending. And how do we negotiate? Yeah. How do we do that? And that's the thing, you know, it's like, you know, with Stu and those guys, you know, that household, you know, that they didn't become a victim of their story.
Oh, Teresa and Stu and
Teresa
the doodles.
Teresa and Stu, sorry, Teresa.
Could have been a
names
disaster.
Pop out of my head when
they could
I
have killed the dogs. They didn't, and it's just going wonderfully. So they've done the work that they needed to do.
And it's still going to take work.
And life has totally transformed their whole lives.
Exactly. So there again, how do we step up out of victimhood, use victimhood as a story to make it move forward
into something better.
Something better. And it's going to take a little bit of uncomfortableness. It's going to take a little bit of work. It's going to take a little bit of centering ourselves. Like I've always said, you know, like these birds, you know, a bird, it's not necessarily grounded, is it, while it's flying, but yet it's centered in itself. How can we find that center in ourselves like a bird? And like when a bird gets kind of blown off center for a minute, what does it do? It kind of goes, well, that was interesting. And then it comes back into center again. And so, you know,
we've got to do the same thing.
It's time for us to do the same thing. We don't necessarily need to be grounded, but being centered in ourselves, which brings in a groundedness.
Okie doke. Let's go back to the phones. Natasha Venter's here. And if you need something quickly, because otherwise we got current events and we got to sing and all that good stuff. So you better call in immediately, 425-373-5527. And right now we are, headed to Idaho and Veronica. Veronica, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you. I had a couple of questions for Natasha.
Yeah.
My cat was really, really sick. He had an enlarged heart. He had asthma, and then
What's your cat's name?
Tigger.
Tigger, and what does he look like?
He's got stripes. He's black. And
a tabby cat, big tabby cat. Have you got a connection with Tigger? Okay, Natasha's tuned in, so continue your story about Tigger.
Okay, so after we put him to sleep that night when we came home, all of a sudden we heard a meow.
Mm-hmm. He was there.
Yeah, and I thought it was a good thing, but my husband said maybe it was a bad thing. Maybe he was mad at us because we But I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah, no, there's a perception thing again. But no, he's just saying thank you, and you know he spent his time holding the family together for a while, and now it was time for him. To his heart, you know, the heart represents the heart of the center, the heart of knowing. And it's not saying that, I mean, I've had a cat that kind of held me together. You know, that's part of the job of an animal, right?
Is
to help us out. And so he just was done with that journey. And usually when we have these animals that move on like that, it is a time for embarking into a new knowing and a new understanding in a new journey of it's kind of like done with that chapter of the book. Now it's time to start a new chapter. And he was just saying, I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you for doing everything, me being in your family and that kind of thing.
So how neat for you, Veronica. So you came home after helping Tigger leave his body.
And hearing a meow.
And then you walk in the house and you heard a meow?
Well, it wasn't right away. It was when we were getting ready for bed.
Ah, yeah. Okay. And
he would jump up on the bed at nighttime and spend at least 10 minutes with me. And it was so precious because he would put his arms around me. It's like mm-hmm. he was hugging me.
Yes.
So that's when we heard the meow. And yeah. We don't have any other cats, so we knew it was him.
Yes.
Right. Well, so Veronica, I'm not the psychic person, but the way I explain this is, you know, it's only the physical body that dies. You know, the soul is eternal.
Right.
Although we get very attached to those physical bodies, so we have to learn to deal with that. But in my experience, when in animals are more in tune spiritually than we are, they kind of like know we're physical bodies second, you know, but soul vibrations first. And when they leave their bodies, my experience is the general tendency is they tend to hang real close to you for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, this isn't an absolute. This is just my personal experience and all the people I had on top. This seems to be kind of, kind of agreeing. So they tend to hang around for about 3 days. And because they really love us and they really care about us and they want to know that we're okay. Now, I'm just so touched to hear the story because, of course, that was your ritual at night. He went to bed with you and he hugged you. Mm-hmm. Well, that was his hug from the other side to let you know, Mom, I'm still there.
That's a neat way
I'm
to put
still
it.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted you to know he's there snuggling right in. And, you know, it's kind of strange often during those 3 days and sometimes afterwards because sometimes they stay around a long time. Sometimes they cross over, do what they need to do, and boom, they're right back and hang out.
It's
individual situation and all that sort of thing. But sometimes you'll see, like, out of the corner of your eye, you'll see, I thought I saw the cat.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's real common because you'll often, don't you, Natasha, see things out of the peripheral vision and so forth.
Exactly. That's actually where you see spirit a lot is out of the peripheral vision because our first vision, our front vision wants to see the reality that we're in, where our peripheral vision sees the spirit world and that kind of thing. But I want to honor a moment for your husband though, because I do get a sense though there was a lot of regret in him about having to make that moment. And
me, the decision to help Tigger leave his body.
And then that probably was a little bit of his language was a negative thing because of him having that.
He was worried about it.
The grief of it and the worry and the, did we make the right decision? And did we, you know, and there's a lot of people who do struggle with that decision, taking another life. And even though, you know, we may be gruff and rough on the outside, but there's always a soft, gentle spot in us that it taps us hard. So respecting that of him, that was probably his language for, I didn't want to do this, you know, type of thing. If
that
makes sense.
And not sure that you did the right thing.
He was questioning the right thing. And I would say yes. Your poor little one was done. You know,
I thought he was. You know, he was walking like you know those little cartoons of Halloween cats with their backs way up. That's the only way he could walk.
Yeah,
and he could hardly walk. So I'm like, I'm tired of seeing him in this pain. We got to take care of this.
Yes.
So I'm glad that we did.
Yes, thank you.
I had to justify that for him so I can let him know. So
yeah,
that
so,
makes me feel better.
Yeah, and let your husband know that you absolutely made the right decision for Tigger.
Yes, there was.
And, you know, it is a real blessing that we get so hung up with this with humans and stuff, but we are so blessed to be able to help our animal friends lift out of those bodies so they don't have to stay and suffer. And it's very important that it's okay to do. It's okay with God. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not doing anything bad or wrong. In fact, a lot of times animals will stay even though it is uncomfortable and they are suffering, but they won't leave because their human needs them so much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so I've had to go into sessions in years past and had to let people know that They're holding on too long, and their animal is, and I can smell it.
There is a smell.
Not everybody can smell it. But if you are in tune on those levels, I mean, it's like their physical body's rotting inside or something. But smell it, and it's time to help them leave. So let him know you made the right decision, and Tigger loves you, and he's snugging in at night. You know, so how cool is that?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just think that's so touching. I love that story. I would just hold that in your heart. That
I do.
He immediately wants you to know he's still there and he's snugging in with you.
And then I had a question about my dog.
Yeah. Okay. Dog's name?
The dog's name is Chico.
Chico?
Yep. Chico.
Is he a Chihuahua?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu. Okay.
Yeah, and he just turned 5, November 8th.
Color?
He's white.
Brown spot. Are you tuned in, Natasha?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so he has been acting very strange. I know he's no longer a puppy, but I always think of him that way. But he just seems to be zapped. He's always staring at the wall. He'll go in my closet and stare at it. Or we'll be out in the yard, and he'll turn, and he stares at the fence just one way to the left. And I don't know what it is. I want to help him with it, whatever it is.
You've gone through a lot of changes in your house. And so sometimes when we go through changes in our life, there's energy fields, and I'm going to call them kind of beings, energy field that kind of get left, and then they sit in like closets, they sit in different places, and this can happen. I had this happen when my husband was going through so much changes that there's parts of him that kind of sat on the couch, and I needed to tell that part of him that was no longer needed for my husband to leave the house. And so I would go
through. So there's energy around. And animals do. And often dogs see things that we don't see. And Shih Tzus are very right brain. And that's where this stuff comes through. Mm-hmm. So not unusual that a Shih Tzu might see things.
Yeah, exactly. So I would. Do you know how to smudge and cleanse your house?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. So it would be a good time to do that.
Okay.
And I would go in and clean out. Energetically, make sure you go in closets. You go in, he's a good teller for you. So go into those places, and I would even move. You know, like if you have coats, move the coats. You know, stir the energy up so that things kind of get uncomfortable with that energy being stagnant. You know,
and if need be, Veronica, Natasha is available off the air, and I know she helps people do clearings.
Yes,
I do. So if you need help clearing your house and stuff, you can contact Natasha off the air.
We can definitely do that.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Hopefully that helps.
God bless. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I think Nathan says we've got somebody else in the wings.
We'll be speaking with Sue and Bothell after the break here.
All right, so we'll take care of advertisers and then check in with Sue and Bothell, and then hopefully we'll get to current events and singing. All righty, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
And a jazzy laid back version of Jingle Bells. Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and oh boy, we're almost midway through the last hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements and UP as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. If you can't find them in the stores, they're all available on Amazon. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember that if you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. I think I already said that. And anyway, looking that we still have a phone caller waiting. So Natasha Venter is here. And we are going to kind of wrap up things with our phone callers so we can get to current events and Christmas carols. So let's head to Bothell and Sue. Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi.
Sue. How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I guess I have two things, but the most important one is my childhood friend's brother passed away on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
And my brother and I were very close to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Michael or Mike. He goes by either one. And I wanted to know if he had any messages. But also, I have a question because he didn't believe in God. So I don't know
how
he's doing.
Okay, you know, I'm going to say... Yeah, I'm going to say, sweetie, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what we believe or not, because God exists, and, you know, either, yeah.
And you know, and even the God that we believe in isn't always the way it is when we get to the other side.
Yeah,
so it's an interesting place because sometimes we come to this earth to be in the very 3D, I'm not going to believe in anything. I'm going to learn that experience, what it's like to not have any really understanding of that logistics that I had in the last lifetime. So I'm letting you know that he's a spirit now, and the spirit is very loved, very taken care of, always will be, always is taken care of.
So Mike is good on the other side.
Yes, yes, yes. He was in a lot of pain at the end, and he's feeling... and so that discomfort really made him not who he wanted to be. And so going into this, that he's feeling that relief, if that mm-hmm. makes any sense. I'm not communicating straight with him, but I'm communicating with the spirits around him and the guides around him. And he is very much, he's sorry that he had to leave at that time, but he wants you to remember that the date I left was not the date that will be year after year after year. So he Thanksgiving is never on the same date.
Oh, I see.
It's always the last Thursday of the month. So so with that, that
the date will change.
The date will change. That moment will change. And he wants everybody he wants to say thank you for helping him be who he is and was. And he wants to send a lot of love. A lot of love. And as I'm seeing a semi being pulled by who's broken down, that
tow truck.
But thank you for the word. By a tow truck, that, you know, it's like he's being taken care of. He's being very loved, and he's feeling that divine love that he missed out on a lot of times in this reality that's in the 3D world. He wants to send a lot of love to his wife and to everyone who is very close with him.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But he is so taken care of. It doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
so it's all good, Sue.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Michael's good.
I want to say this to everybody. It really doesn't matter what we believe in. The angels, the guides, our beings, whoever it is that we align with for that soul story is always there when we cross over.
And it's unconditional love.
And it's unconditional.
God doesn't judge.
Mm-mm.
God loves us all no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes hard to believe. But
yeah,
it's
true. It's our 3D.
But it's true.
It's our 3D story that gets in the way of that.
Yeah.
Okay. My love is with you. Happy holidays, my dear. I hope that helps.
I have a quick question about the cats.
Okay.
They're staring up at the ceiling and the walls, and I want to know if I have rats or anything.
You have family members that are family.
Probably Michael.
No, you have family members, honey, that is supporting you through the holidays because they know how rough it is for you.
Okay, so the family members are coming in, hanging out. And the kitties, like we were just talking about in our previous call, they see things that we don't see. So
exactly.
They can see spirits.
Okay. My cat's been looking over my head a lot, too. So we're not alone during this time.
A lot of us,
yeah,
right?
We are definitely not alone during this time. We have a lot of family members. We have a lot of spirit around us at this time.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're used to having family that, you know, you spend a lot of time together over the holidays and Christmas and stuff, you know, if your animals are staring stuff, well, they're probably hanging out with you, so say hi.
Yep.
Okay,
my dear.
All right, Sue.
Okay, thank
God
you.
God bless.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you for calling
Animal
World.
My love is with you, my dear.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan.
Well, if Abby is staring at the ceiling, chances are probably somebody's reflecting a light off their watch and looking
at
it.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
Abby has a light fetish. But
yes,
no,
she does.
Did we have someone else?
Well, we did have a caller, but they just wanted to ask the question and notify Stacy about it, so we're just going to read it off here. But they were wondering about cat food and how there's just so many different brands and varieties and price ranges of cat foods, too, you know, from cheap to very expensive, and they just don't know what to buy and what to look for in making a good choice for the kitty.
Information about, are we talking adult cat, kitten?
Well, looks like Stacy is shaking her head here. But
you said at some point if you would expand on that. But
yeah.
Maybe
general sense, like let's say if you have a young, I mean, what do you need to keep in mind when looking at cat food?
I first have to say, thanks a lot, Mercury in retrograde. I mean, send me a question that's really legitimate for the show and requires lots of energy.
She didn't mean you had to answer it today. She just said in some time if you could discuss.
Right, but
that.
I'm just making note of Mercury in retrograde. And of course, this kind of question comes. It's not like it's a goofball question. I mean, it's a good question. All right. So let's do a little bit of general spiel. Generally speaking, the healthiest way to feed the vast majority of cats is raw food. That's what they eat in the wild, but costs more time and trouble, requires freezer space. A lot of people don't want to do it. That's okay. Second healthiest way is home cooking. Same thing, though. More time, trouble, costs more, freezer space. Most people then would feed the highest quality processed food, adding supplements or something to it. A lot of people feed their cats dry food, but these days, dry food is not recommended for cats anymore. Because they have so much trouble with urinary tract infections and all that sort of stuff and having enough water and moisture in their system, that it really is recommended to feed canned foods or wet foods of some kind rather than dry food. I would say technically that's more important for males than females because male cats have a different structure with their urethra when they have to urinate. And so a male cat can get crystals and things. Females can get them too. But with a male cat, it can actually plug them up mm-hmm. and they can get blocked up. And there is a greater likelihood of that happening if you're feeding dry foods rather than canned foods. So generally speaking, canned or wet food would be better. I'll tell you that for most of my cats' lives, I have fed raw food for a lot of lifetimes. My current two cats are older now. I am feeding 2/3 raw food, but I am adding a little juicy canned food to them because I have two of them and they each have different preferences in terms of what they like. And I like to keep it simple and feed the same thing to both cats. So this combination of the Natural Pet Pantry raw turkey cat food combined with I'm using Nulo 3-ounce cans, and they have a bunch of different varieties. My cats happen to like the chicken and duck or the turkey and duck. And I put a little bit, I top the raw food with that and then they both love it and both eat it. And so that's working for me. But there are lots of different routes. So I think that's a little encapsulates. Do you think, Stacey, that that's enough information?
Yeah, and I think like a brand name that you use.
Yeah, I was just thinking, too, when you're saying, you know, like the raw foods and stuff like that. Are there any companies that formulate?
Natural Pet Pantry is the place to go. They are local, have fabulous foods. They have two stores, one in Kirkland, one in Burien. And all of the pet stores that sell raw food, frozen raw food and frozen home cooked, you'll find the Natural Pet Pantry products there. And they deliver for free. So they come to my house once a month and bring my cats raw food and Robbie's ground raw turkey necks, and it works really well. They also do free consultation and will teach you how to do it and all of that sort of stuff. So Natural Pet Pantry, way to go. Brands I'm feeding, I just mentioned Nulo, N-U-L-O, and that's a pretty popular food right now for cats and the canned foods, and it seems to be good and that sort of thing. So that give you an idea?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's great books. So if you need more information about all of that, then if you email us animalworldlive@hotmail.com, then I can put together more information for you. And when we get back, you know, live again, we can cover more bases with that. So hopefully that helps.
Cool. So right. It's not like you're going to a store and just buying, you know, raw, like a typical grocery store and buying raw food.
Anything you buy for dogs or cats as food in the grocery store is going to be crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, nothing healthy you can get at the grocery store. You got to go to a private pet store. You go to Petco, PetSmart, not a good place to buy foods. You can buy supplies there. It might be cheaper, but they don't have the best foods. Petco is going to have a little better than PetSmart. So go to like Mud Bay or all the best pet care. Bridges in Snohomish is my favorite store and where I shop. And many of them have, you know, buy so many bags, you get one free and all that kind of stuff. So good places to go. You can also buy online. Chewy.com, great customer service and usually good prices. Petflow.com, you have to watch the prices there. Amazon.com will have foods, but you got to watch prices there. So make sure you know what the going retail prices are before you buy things online. And lots of great books and so forth, but I need more information.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. You know, every cat is unique.
Yeah, and I use dry food, but I just leave it down all the time, and I do a morning little feed of one type of food, and then I do a nighttime type of food with some canned food. So it's just the mid, if he gets hungry or, you know, he just wants to graze, you know, through the day, it's always there. And he doesn't eat a lot of it, but he eats Just he grazes it once in a while.
And some cats, you know, will do okay with that kind of feeding. Now, dogs are feast and famine models. They are not designed to be grazers. And their digestive system is set up to hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while.
That's what we Meals do with are ours, better. Too.
Cats are also not grazers. They're feast and famine as well, but they tend to eat, you know, hunt and kill and eat more frequently, smaller
things.
That's what I'm offering. That's what you're doing. And then some cats will tolerate it being out and they won't overeat. But then when you spay and neuter them, sometimes that upsets the apple cart because it messes with the metabolism and then they'll eat themselves into pumpkinhood and whaleism if you don't control the foods. But then there are others that will self-regulate. So you kind of have to know your individual animals.
Yep. It's a story for each individual.
So I know with dogs, they always have these foods formulated, say like 40-pound adult active lifestyle or maybe 50-pound elderly joint supplements or something like that. Is there anything like that you can be looking for within a cat or maybe what to identify in your
cat? I'll tell you, in my opinion, all of the, well, first of all, you know, you got a puppy, what do? You go out and buy puppy food. Dogs don't need, puppies don't need puppy food, okay? Most of this stuff, the labeling, oh, adult food, puppy food, buy for this, buy for that, this breed, that breed, it's all done for human marketing. Do mom and dad wolf go out and hunt for puppy food? No. Puppies, the wolf puppies eat the same thing their parents do. Now, it might be pre-digested because it might be barfed up or already chewed a bunch, but it's the same food. The highest quality dog foods don't even bother making a puppy food. So you got to be a little careful about all that labeling stuff. The best foods are simple formulas. One, maybe two meat proteins in the food and then other stuff. So there's a lot to learn and it's a big subject. And could go on for hours, but, you know, we'll not get anything else done if we continue. So
but we better bring this up. But that's the whole 101.
Yeah, but a good time to bring that up again. Good, you know, if you email me off the air and tell me what you want to know about or this kind of stuff, and then, you know, next month we can spend a little time on diet, nutrition, and so forth. But anyway, that's kind of, keep it simple is the bottom line.
Yes.
And the higher quality, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And avoid the cardinal sin ingredients that says meat, meat byproducts, meat meal, bone meal, animal fat. All of those things come from rendering and can have euthanized dogs and cats in them. And you'll find them in the cheap foods and common treats like milk bone. Oh, gag me with a spoon. Used to think they were great. But no, unless you want to feed dead dogs and cats, pentobarbital to your animal friends. Watch those. So you got to know what you're looking for.
There again is finding our own truths.
Yep, there we go. All right, how about let's take care of our advertisers for the last time. This show, we'll come back and do a real quick current events, and then we'll see if we can figure out how to do some Christmas carols and sing for you guys. That'll be fun. Or you might want to leave now. Anyway, we'll be back. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now,
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 15, 1 p.m. Pacific for the Archetypal Symbols program, a special year focus on cosmic energy themes moving into the next year. We'll collaborate insights to understand 2025's changing times, regenerating new directions. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, December 15 at 1 p.m. on KKNW AM.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
That purring. Love the purrs. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's holiday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And, of course, Natasha Venter, you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC for Intuitive Clarifications. That's where you'll find her podcast. Still, what, Wednesdays, 4 p.m.?
Wednesdays at 4
right?
o'clock.
The podcast, and she is available to work with you off the air and privately in person or over the phone or probably Zoom or whenever, however you want to do it. She does private readings. And so you can, like I said, check her out through her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can just give her a call, 360-770-7486.
And I will be on vacation through the holidays into the new year, so I will not have two Wednesdays that I'll be live. I'll be off going traveling. So.
Well, have fun. Have a wonderful time.
I will. Florida bound.
All right. Now, I've got a quick follow-up here. On the food stuff, because you get me started, I got to just so you know, remember I told you, you know, the best way, raw food, home cooked, or the highest quality processed food. But just so you know, bottom line is real food is always better than processed food. That applies to humans as well as animals. Mm-hmm. And don't be alarmed if your vet says to you, oh, you can't do your own food. You can't, because you can't get it right. Oh, you got to trust the pet food companies because you'll never get it right. You'll make them sick. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. Because guess what? We think that dry food was created to make our food better for our animal friends. It wasn't. It came from the human cereal industry. I'll have to tell you the whole story later. But just know this. Prior to there being dog food that you could, or cat food, you could go to the store and buy for your animal friends. What did people do? They fed their animals leftovers.
Yep. Okay? They threw them
whatever
scraps.
The family didn't eat, the dog and the cat got the leftovers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Up until that point, our dogs and cats were really healthy. They had no chronic disease and illness. The vet books were skinny because there wasn't anything to write about. Then dry food was created, not to improve what we were feeding our dogs, but to get rid of crap from the human cereal industry. And that's when they started getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Now they got tons of chronic disease and illness. The vet books are bigger than phone books. There's tons of them. Okay. So leftovers, they were healthy. Processed food, they were not. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All righty then. Let's, I'm going to do a quick current events. How about we forgo the music? Just so we can then get to a couple of Christmas carols. And by the way, the Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy is not a Christmas carol, and we've decided in deference of time, we'll do that another time for you. We're just going to do Christmas carols. So on the current events list, let's see, holiday trees are still available. These are live potted trees at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park in South Everett. You can buy them through December 24th, if they still have some, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They have a variety of native, live, and wild potted trees, 3 to 5 feet, Sitka spruce, red cedar, grand fir, and Douglas fir. You can go and buy your tree, and then you keep it and plant it in your yard or someplace when you're done. Or after Christmas, you take it back to the stream center, and they'll plant it next to a salmon stream. So that's through December 24th, Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can pick up your live Christmas trees. Let's see, Tuxes and Tales 2025, May 17th at the Fremont Studios. Mark your calendar. And then Santa Paws Photos. I told you earlier in the show today, pet photos are at Linwood West Mud Bay from noon to 3 p.m. and at Lad and Lass Brewing in the U District from 3 to 5 p.m. this afternoon. Then next Saturday and Sunday, the last 2 days, on Saturday the 21st, they'll be at Redmond Mud Bay from noon to 3. And next Sunday, December 22nd, at the Roosevelt Mud Bay from 12 to 3. And I think that is it. So we are all caught up on current events. And Nathan, that would leave us with a couple Christmas carols to sing. All right, now we all have our music. We'll save my favorite one for last. So how about we always start with Santa Paws is Coming to Town.
Okay. And whenever you're ready, I'll get the backtrack fired off here.
Stacy, have you got your Santa Paws coming down? Natasha, yours.
I do.
Nim.
Okay.
Aren't we supposed to have a tuning fork or something? Do some little tuner thing or something.
Well, how about a little instrumental intro?
That would be good.
Oh.
You ready? You better not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl. You better just purr. You better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Claus is coming to town. One more time. You better not bark. You better not bite. You better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not go back in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town. Woo!
And that it was Santa Paws is Coming to Town. And who was the one that came up with those lyrics? Just somebody, one of your friends sent them to you?
A listener sent them to me.
Oh.
Let's see. Patsy Schuler sent them to me.
Well, thank you, Patsy. That's a very clever and well-written.
Yeah, probably decades ago. anyway, that's a good, and it reminded me, my Sophie, Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, she's my feral rescue kitten with the white cheeks. Oh, Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks. She says she's 14 now. She's finally turned into a normal cat. Okay? Because normal cats like pumpkin. Okay? Most of them are not. And she just, for some reason this year, she's decided that pumpkin is the cat's meow. And now I can't. See, one of my favorite Christmas little treats, I go to PCC because they make, during the holiday only, pumpkin snickerdoodles. She's stealing them from me. I can't eat them. I have to stand up and eat one because she grabs it out of my mouth. And then she ate half my pumpkin pie from Thanksgiving. So, all right, Sophie.
Well, you know what dogs like to do? They'd like to mark their territory. And we got another song that has to do with that called The Doggy Winter Wonderland, also provided to us by Patsy Schuler. So let's go ahead and...
And this is my favorite one. I love this one.
So while we're sledding around in the bright white snow, let's see what the dogs are doing with that.
Dog takes ring, are you listening? In the lane, the snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Dog takes ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth, I marked it as my winter wonderland. Oh, gosh, we're a hit. Oh, they love us. Whoa. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, man. I think that's so fun. I love those Christmas carols. Thank you, Pat.
And, of course, in next month or soon after the new year, we'll do the Doo-Wah Kitty for you all.
Yeah, well, that's all you guys, you know, go to YouTube. Search Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy by Manfred Mann. Because that's the original. You want to know how old I am? It was really popular when I was in junior high. Doo-wah, diddy diddy dum diddy do. There she was, just a walking down the street, singing doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy doo. All right, go to Facebook and Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and you'll see the post that Nathan's mother sent us with the kitties walking down the street, and then someone's rewritten that song with kitty lyrics, and it's really, really cute. And we're gonna redo it. We're gonna do it for you in the new year. All right, so next week, encore show. I'm taking the week of Christmas off, and so we will hear our healing show with Linda Nels, and then I'll be back in the studio for the last Sunday of the month. That's the 29th, and Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org will join us and wrap up the whole year, all the events and animal statistics and everything, and we'll find out all the stuff that we missed and what we need to know about 2024. Going into 2025. And gosh, I think that's it. Nathan, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Hanukkah and all the above.
And Stacy, thank you so much. Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And happy Hanukkah. And I'll see you for our New Year's celebration.
And all the belief systems.
Yep. And we'll do Auld Lang Syne with the Jingle Cats a bunch on the 29th. So I hope you will join us here. And as always, leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. Happy holidays and go Seahawks!